You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just going to, in the words of Ron Burgundy, I'm just going to throw this out there. You can keep it or you can send it right back. Mark your calendar. Fans are officially invited to the red carpet event ahead of the Chiefs Christmas movie. Kansas City will be in the spotlight heading into the holiday season. Mm. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, premieres on Hallmark Channel November 30th.
Yeah, it does.
At 7 p.m.
How do you get the Hallmark Channel?
Nobody knows.
You sound like Nate Bergatze on Saturday Night Live. Apparently, there is a red carpet event planned for that night, Saturday, November 30th, on Grand Boulevard.
Stop it.
Nobody knows! On Grand Boulevard at Crown Center Square. The event is free, opens at 4:30, 2.5 hours prior to the start of this blockbuster.
It opens at 4:30 because the average age of people watching that thing is going to be 92.
Fans are invited to wear their Chiefs gear or Christmas sweaters.
I think this is going to be a big deal.
It is going to be a big deal.
And see stars from the movie on the red carpet. I think the word stars might be a stretch of the word.
Well, no, they're stars from the movie.
Alex
they're not
Gold,
stars.
Alex Gold.
Separately, other Alex than Alex Gold.
Is a star.
Mm-hmm. Mama Kelsey will probably be there.
Oh, you know it.
Is he in the movie? She is
yes.
in the movie?
Andy mm-hmm. Reid's a star.
No, I know the people on the team, but I'm saying the Hollywood actors that they got for Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
It's a sliding scale of celebrity here. And you know what? I think people are going to turn out. They're going to love it.
People love themselves a good red carpet.
7680 on the text line. I was in the movie. 7680, you're a star.
I agree. Are you an actor if you are credited in acting in a film? Yes.
Why not?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, there you go. Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, we played it.
Dan, we played it
on the air.
Yeah. It could be their best Christmas movie ever.
Do you want to hear the trailer again?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, well,
if there's a God in heaven, yes. And I've always thought that there is, so it looks like we're going to hear the trailer again. Oh, my God. There's going to be more cheese on this movie than in all of France.
I think the ratings are going to be really good, especially here in Kansas.
Yeah, of course. Locally, we will... As a collective, we will be supporting this film.
Watch it. Is someone going to record it and then we'll pirate it and let everybody else see it?
We can watch it on Netflix all at the same time.
I lost my account. You know that, Sam. Why do you keep poking the bear?
That was sarcastic.
Whoa, wait. Hang on, Sam, before you play that trailer. I thought we were going to have a come to Jesus meeting last night with our children.
Sophie thought it was hilarious. She's like, pretty sure Jack or somebody.
Oh, it was totally Jack.
I'm pretty sure it was.
He's suspect number one.
I'm going to see them both tonight. I'm going to be like, all right, which one of you all hijacked my Netflix account and put your address as the address on record?
Did Sophie say it wasn't her?
Yeah, it wasn't her. She's like, I haven't had Netflix, and I got a text from the baby a couple weeks ago in Manhattan saying, I can't get on Netflix.
It wasn't me.
You know, we don't hear from the children until one of their subscriptions is interrupted. And then
ladies
all of a sudden.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to midfield.
From Hallmark and the NFL.
Derek Taylor, Kansas City Chiefs.
Holy cow.
We are finalists for the Fan of the Year Award.
Comes a love story that's a real Christmas game changer.
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
You do?
Yeah, the lucky Christmas hat.
We only get to the Super Bowl if someone in our family wears the hat on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Do you not believe me?
I just need to see some of that Christmas magic for myself.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's pretty good. You didn't have a hat.
No, but we were talking about it.
On November 30th.
We can all see there's something between you and Derek. Why do you keep fighting it?
It's not like Derek is just hanging out with us for fun. He's doing his job.
Tis the season.
Let's go, G!
To let fate call the plays.
Trust me on this one.
Guys, we kind of need the field now.
Holiday Touchdown.
Why does the male lead always have a country accent?
The fact that Coach Reid
small town
has a speaking part in this, I will actually tune in just for that.
You're going to watch it.
No, I'm not going to watch it. I just want to watch the part where Coach Reid, hey, guys, we need the field.
I'm going to watch it. Why not?
It's so cheesy. We're going to watch it because we have to for the program.
When did they come out with the announcement they were going to do this?
And earlier
when did
they earlier start, this year, and start, they filmed in July.
Yeah, and they've already turned it around. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
It was a quick turnaround.
I'm going to have to see some of that Christmas magic for myself.
So they had to wear, you know, heavy winter coats.
Yes.
In August.
In July and August at the Arrowhead parking lot, according to Alex.
Impressive.
They are going to need a forklift for all of the Emmys that that program is going to win.
Okay, let's not go that far.
I still love the scene of it snowing heavily while they're tailgating.
I love it.
There's not a drop of snow on the parking lot.
It's fantasy.
It just started.
How do you know we don't have a heated parking lot, Sam?
Super weird how that happened. The parking
in
lot's
Hallmark
not wet.
Movieville.
It would be wet.
Well, it, no, Sam.
Where all of your dreams come true.
We were hit with a snowy bomb cyclone.
Yes.
And it had just started at that very moment when they started filming.
A lot of exogenesis occurring?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, a lot of exogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
It's a bombogenesis.
Sounds like a weird dance.
Before I knew
so
it,
again,
I got hit
how
by a
do you get the Hallmark Channel?
I think I got it on YouTube TV.
Apparently, according to the text line, it's 312 on DirecTV.
Oh, you mean cable.
Yeah.
When is
it
again?
Channel.
I can't believe
30th.
I'm even asking this. I am not going to watch it, but then I think
you
I have
said,
to.
You just
well,
said
I have to because you know we're going to end up talking about it on the program.
This is the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. We've only got days until this comes out.
No. That's a travel day for me. I'm out.
It says here, yes, YouTube TV does offer the Hallmark Channel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd rather
somebody
get
record it, please.
Smacked upside the head. And speaking of getting smacked upside the head, did you see the pickleball melee?
Oh, my
the
gosh.
The shocking on-court attack that has led one player to say he lost his memory for 3 hours, which is what you're all going to hope after watching the Hallmark movie.
Right. Nice.
The man who got kicked in the face in a shocking moment of pickleball violence just wants to be done with it and has no plans on pressing charges. Footage of the fiery on-court altercation at a tournament in Mexico has gone viral, surprising many given pickleball's reputation as kind of a friendly sport. In what appeared to be a match point, the eventual kicker...
And there are no kicker positions, by the way, in pickleball.
Who was wearing pink shorts, received a serve before approaching the net where he illegally stepped over the non-volley line. That mistake gave away a foot fault and ultimately the match.
Can't be stepping into the kitchen.
On the other side of the net, the man who would be kicked, who was wearing a green shirt and was identified as Peter Schonk, celebrated screaming, "Come on, let's go, F yeah!" While that wasn't the act of a gracious winner, it all went wrong when the pair stepped up to the line to shake hands.
Boom!
Okay. Oh, dang! Somebody played soccer when they were younger.
He laid him out, and as if in a cartoon, he is so caught off guard, he ends up spinning himself around and through the net. Like in a cartoon, you would see somebody go into any net. Like think of like even like... Mm-hmm. Like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. Show me that again.
It is.
I was just so impressed with the kick. I didn't see the guy flying through the air.
Scott.
That is an aggressive game of Pepinillo.
He knocked him out cold.
He did. I mean, that's what happens when you bring gym bros to the pickleball court.
F around and find out.
He says, I was just fired up after the win. I went to tap his paddle. It fell out of his hand. I immediately bent to pick it up for him. Had no bad intentions. What happened next shocked everyone.
He wound up. It's good.
He wound up in the net.
I'm sorry.
Dropped a bomb cyclone on his face.
I shouldn't laugh.
He shared an Instagram story posted by one of his teammates who said, "We got the dub with the craziest ending ever."
Man. 913-586-7798. If you can, if you're willing, and we're going to run Coats for Kids 2024 through December 13th. We are now taking donations. Our goal this year is $60,000 if you can help. And every penny stays here in town. We keep it in 5 school districts, including KCK, KCMO, Independence, Hickman Mills, and Center school districts. If you can donate, go to kmbz.com. And follow along with the Coats for Kids tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure website. And keep in mind how cold it is. This morning, I heard Busby say it's going to get down to 31 tonight. There are kids in this town, I promise you this, that are standing at a bus stop every morning without a coat. Not because they don't want to wear a coat. They don't own a coat. And we're trying to help them out through your generosity. KMBZ.com or text KMBZ Coats to 44321. And thanks to our partners at Operation Warm and, of course, our sponsors at Pinnacle Bank.
You know, it's not very often there's an animal cruelty case that looks a little bit like hoarding. where the suspects end up with jail time. But a woman in Topeka has been sentenced from this animal cruelty case that began in January. She got 14 days in jail, but I think her co-defendant...
Oh, my God.
Got more. She was actually the second suspect in the case. She was found guilty on 4 counts. 4 other counts were dismissed. She will spend 14 days in jail and a year of supervised probation, okay? Yeah. The courts also ruled she cannot own any animals, but she can visit relatives who have animals. Back on January 30th, Topeka police served a search warrant to seize the animals located at 1415 Southwest Fillmore in Topeka. Topeka police were there. The Humane Society of the United States was there. Inside, they discovered more than 10 dead animals in a freezer, several dogs, cats, guinea pigs, a rat, a wild bird, and a hawk were located inside the home, alongside the remains of what appeared to be a chicken in a bathtub.
More than just the chicken.
She was initially charged, how many counts?
There were 73 counts.
73 counts. And the man that was charged in the case was charged with 26 counts. He was sentenced in October to 1 year in jail. I mean,
by the way,
the dogs are, there are so many dogs. They are malnourished. Yeah. They're skin and bones.
There were a number of dead animals in the house, including a chicken.
But a hawk?
By the way, Theron lived there with a man. That man, I don't know his name.
I think it's Charles Solomon.
Okay. She also, they have a 2-year-old daughter that lived in the house with them. Because when police, this is according to the Topeka Capital Journal story from August. After Topeka police received complaints in 2023 about the condition of the house where Solomon and Theron lived.
With 91 animals.
Solomon met that December with police at an offsite location and told them that he kept 13 dogs and 6 cats. That's all he admitted
to. That's what he said. 13 dogs and 6
correct,
cats.
Correct. Police invited officers to accompany him back to the house where seated on the front porch, they saw Theron, the couple's 2-year-old daughter, Theron's mother, and another man. Solomon allowed officers to enter the house where he surrendered a dog he said he recently had recently killed a cat. Later in the month, Solomon surrendered 4 more dogs. The animal showed signs of neglect and not being socialized. That's when Animal Control decided to seize all of the animals and contacted the Humane Society.
Were they not able to go into the property the first time?
I don't know.
Because on the Channel 27 story, Scott, it says Topeka police discovered 91 animals in the house.
You know why there was only 73?
73 were alive. 18 of them were dead.
18 dead animals inside the house. That thing had to smell.
What about the child?
I don't know. It says here, the Humane Society of the United States said it received a total of 70 dogs and cats, quote, living in squalor with floors and walls coated in layers of filth and feces. No apparent access to clean water in the house. The 2-year-old daughter, by the way, was taken and put into a custodial guardianship. Wow. By the way, Miami County officials said earlier this year, this is according to the Topeka Capital Journal, earlier this year that they were investigating a potential link between Solomon, Therion, and allegations of animal neglect also in Miami County.
Quoting here from a Topeka Police Department captain, the conditions these animals were living in ranks as one of the worst I have ever seen in my career.
It's disgusting. We've talked about hoarding on this program before and people who live in just absolute squalor. And I'm convinced, and I think you are as well. In fact, I'm positive you are. This is a mental illness that is just beyond mental illness.
Was it a two-year-old in the home?
I just, for the life of me, am at a loss for words on how anyone can live like that.
Well, I'm going to look up, what was the address? Because I kind of think I know where Fillmore is.
1415 Southwest Fillmore.
14. Where were the neighbors? That's...
Well, who do you think probably called it in?
But you know what I'm saying? With not, more than 90 animals on inside that home, including a hawk.
By the way, can we stop right there?
Yes.
I'm disgusted by all the animals that are in the home except the hawk. That's pretty impressive. I don't know how you catch a hawk.
Okay, this is a neighborhood with a bunch of airplane bungalows up and down the street, across the street. But it looks like to the left of this house, it's a vacant lot.
I knew you were going to say that.
And to the right, there's a huge grove of trees that would shield that property from the next door's house. Now, across the street, look at this, Scott. Across the street, it's just rows and rows of homes.
Yeah, and very close together.
How do you hide 92 animals?
Because you don't let them outside to go poop. You let them poop in the house. That's why the house was covered in feces. The thing about it, though, you know, and I'm not making light of this at all. There's a two-year-old child.
Oh, my God.
That is living and probably has lived in those conditions all of her life, her 2 short years on this planet. And hopefully, God willing, they don't get this child back, because hoarding is one of those things. I'm no doctor, no psychologist. I don't think it's something you can treat or cure most of the 90% of the time or whatever.
The reoffend rate is high.
I mean, you can clean out the house,
but is this hoarding?
And they're just going to hoard right back.
Is this hoarding?
It's hoarding animals. Yes,
it is a type of hoarding. Yes, and there have been. It's not been confirmed in many cases. There have been a couple of confirmed cases, but it's long been rumored that the show Hoarders, they go in, they get these people the psychological help that they need, they clear out their home, they leave them to go back to their normal lives, and within 6 months, they have more stuff than they had before.
Yeah, because, you know, again, I'm no psychologist. The way I see it, though, is when you're hoarding, you're trying to fill a hole in your life.
Listen to
that
this.
That can't be filled.
Listen to this. A Shawnee County District Court judge refused Friday to honor the plea agreement that would have enabled that woman to avoid jail time.
Good.
Instead, he ordered the woman in the case to serve 14 days in jail. And I know that that's not a lot, but 14 days is more than we normally see in cases like this, while suggesting, quote, she had shown a lack of remorse or responsibility.
Which tells me that she'll probably just go back out and do it again. Keep in mind, and I'm not trying to gross people out on their way home from work, but think about this. I mean, the Humane Society said that there was feces all over the house, right?
Yeah.
You can only imagine how bad that house had to smell. Couple that with 18 dead animals rotting inside. That house, you probably could smell that from 3 blocks away. It's kind of like my cod that I brought into work yesterday.
That was more than 3 blocks.
Man.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I like animals as much as the next guy. The Humane Society of the United States posted video of the inside of this house in Topeka.
Yeah.
And while it is absolutely true that every single one of those 90-some animals plus a hawk needed to be rescued, I'm a little shocked that the headline is not that a two-year-old was living in this. It's, Sam, it is mounds of feces.
You could shovel it off the floor.
And you can tell because the Humane Society, again, not a local branch, the United States Humane Society came in for this case. You can tell where all of these dogs are just running free, that this is a front living room or dining room. Sam, I'm going to tag you in this on Facebook. You have to see this to believe it.
It's tagged.
It's
disgusting.
I don't know if I want to see it nor believe it.
It's Great Danes. It's
a lot of mixed breeds.
Weimaraners.
Weimaraner.
Aren't hawks protected animals?
My point is these are not small dogs.
Yes,
these are big dogs.
And by the way, somebody got mad at me for saying that was impressive. I'm not saying that owning a hawk or having a hawk is impressive. What I was saying is how these ne'er-do-wells were able to capture a hawk is impressive. That they were able to catch one. I'm not saying that having it is impressive.
Apparently, the child went to live with one of the suspect's sisters. You can that child needs to be removed. Period.
There is a human's water bottle sitting in one of those litter boxes.
I just saw that. There's a water bottle in between some of the cat boxes, which you can't even identify as cat boxes.
You can't identify what's in it as litter. That's for sure.
Well, it's dirty litter.
Well. Probably hasn't been cleaned out in years.
Yeah. God.
Would be my guess. Cats aren't even going to go poop on that.
That's gross. That's why they're pooping on the floor.
That's exactly right.
I do think, and I know, that I've interviewed people who have very impressive degrees in psychiatry and all of those things. I know hoarding is a mental illness.
Yes.
I'm not convinced this was hoarding. To live in that level of filth... Mm-hmm. I mean, just filth.
What do you think their bedroom looked like?
I don't know, Dana. I would bet you, and we don't know these people from Adam, but I would bet you that this individual or group of individuals either suffered a great loss at some point in their life,
and they're filling
or a extreme trauma, an extreme trauma.
Because I agree, it's not normal to live where you can't even see your floors.
I mean,
because of the feces that's in the space.
I don't know that I've ever known someone who is a hoarder, but we've mentioned this on the show before, so I'm not breaking any new ground here. But in the general vicinity of this radio station, there's a hoarder.
Yeah.
And you know exactly which house I'm talking about. And I can't even imagine how that person lives.
Wait, where?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But it's very close.
Now, here's where I get a little skeptical. And I'm with the judge on this for giving her jail time. The assistant district attorney in the case said that he considered the male co-defendant more culpable than the female, though, quote, she does have a part to play here. And then the judge stepped in. Remember, and said, I'm not honoring the plea agreement that y'all worked out. I mean, she is going to go to jail.
Yeah.
I don't know that I buy that one of them is a hoarder and the other one is just like a co-hoarder. At some point...
Or a victim, maybe?
At some point, if we want to call the male the hoarder, the female is now culpable for gross neglect.
Well, keep this...
Gross neglect when it comes to the child.
And keep in mind who was there on the porch... when the Humane Society showed up with police. Solomon, who is the man in this relationship, went to the house with them. On the front porch was mom, Therion, her 2-year-old daughter, also Solomon's daughter, Therion's mom, and another unidentified man. Therion's mom was even there on the front porch, according to the story in the Capital Journal. Everybody had to know what the inside of that house was like. And I'm with you, Dana. I am with you. I have a huge soft spot in my heart for animals. And when they suffer, it just makes me so angry at the person who's making them suffer. But the real story is that a 2-year-old child was living in that house. That's the real story. Living in a house with 18 dead animals.
Theoretically, the male defendant theoretically could finish his sentence at the end of January 2025 in a handful of weeks.
So he didn't go to prison for very long or to jail. He probably didn't even bother to send him to prison. What would be the point? All right.
Okay. Wait, I've got one more because the reporter,
I'm
Tim,
about to throw up. It's hard
Printer
to pronounce
in Topeka is a good reporter. This is from the Topeka Capital Journal at the time, which was March of 2024. Authorities seized Topekans' neglected dogs and cats, but not their 2-year-old daughter. I'm going to say that again.
Topekans seized?
Authorities seized at the time all of the neglected dogs and cats, but did not take custody of the 2-year-old daughter. This is unconscionable, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities in January seized dozens of deceased and neglected dogs and cats from the Topeka home of Charles Solomon and Desiree Theron. The couple's 2-year-old daughter was not taken into protective custody.
Why?
The girl was present, according to court records, where Solomon let Topeka police enter so he could surrender one of the dogs.
Now, I do believe that he could have been hoarder adjacent and not complimentary to those behaviors. For example, the story out of Overland Park with Grandpa, who was in the back room for 6 years, and the husband finally lost his mind and called the cops and said, I can't do this anymore. Grandpa's been in the back room for a while.
Listen to this, Sam. The affidavit tells the story of police trying to work with Solomon, who's 28 years old, in the months before all of those animals were removed. Again, tried to work with him in the months before they removed the animals and arrested both of them. Where did they not know of the?
I don't know. They knew that there was
existence of the 2-year-old. I mean, my God!
I would assume
that house has to be knocked down. There's you could not even buy that house and rehab it. There's no way.
Well, you would have to gut the entire innards.
Some serious stains.
Oh, yeah. The ammonia. That home is a biohazard.
Without question.
Don't light a match.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know what else to say. Hoarding, and to me, this is hoarding. I know you and I might disagree on that. This, I believe animal hoarding is worse than what you would call normal hoarding, I guess. I don't know.
Classic.
Classic. Thank you. Because there are living creatures that are suffering along with your disease, with your mental illness. I mean, keep in mind, again, I don't know how many times we have to repeat this. 91 animals in the house. Almost 24 of them were dead.
At the time, Solomon told animal control officers that when he previously lived in Tennessee, animal control there in Tennessee seized all of his animals, quote, without giving him a chance to rectify the animal problems.
So he can't help himself. He's got a mental illness that he can't stop.
Wait, so who's the hoarder? Is it he or she?
Well, I think they both are.
I think he's the hoarder, Sam, if you believe that, and she is hoarder adjacent.
Gotcha.
Either way, it's gross.
So did she call animal control?
It was neighbors.
Okay.
Probably couldn't stand the smell anymore.
Gosh, I feel sorry for her and the daughter.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Number one hit in 1984.
In my life.
USA Today. One of the hottest debates in air travel is whether or not it's rude to recline your seat. In an age where airplane seats seem to be getting smaller and tighter, a reclined seat can make a big difference in your limited space. Reclining your own seat might add a bit of comfort, but when the seat in front of you goes fully back, it can leave you feeling uncomfortably cramped. This debate turned into a full-blown conflict on a Cathay Pacific Airways flight in September when a woman refused to put her seat upright so the couple behind her could watch the television screen, resulting in them kicking and shaking her seat.
If you're not supposed to do it, then why do they offer the convenience?
And I'm not buying the additional comfort. That seat tilting 3 degrees is not going to assist in your sleeping in any way, shape, or form. But it's certainly going to take 2 inches away from my knee space.
No, I was just going to say the opposite, Sam. If it doesn't really matter to me that I'm back 2 inches, then it's not really harming you those 2 inches either.
Well, I hate to be the you're not going to move guy, but when I'm on an airplane, the person in front of me is not going to be reclining their seat simply because my knees are already firmly pressed against the back. Good luck.
Now, I will agree with the couple. The movie or the TV screens on the back of the seat in front of you, it's hard to see it if somebody has reclined in their seat. It's at an awkward angle where you have to like look like this. I've been there. In a new survey conducted by the Harris Poll on behalf of Lazy Boy in October, 41% of American adults say they support a ban on reclining seats during domestic flights.
Now, that's a motion I can get behind.
Well, that's only 41%. That means that 59%.
I would say if you are that uncomfortable sitting in the seat that they provide for you, which I agree is too small, but it is what it is, then pay for the extra leg room.
Mm.
Older people, by the way, are more likely to be in favor of the ban.
Why do I have to pay more because I was gifted with height when certain other people who need extra space don't have to pay more for that space?
Wow. Wow.
Always the victim.
No, he is saying if your issue is left to right, if you know what I mean, in that seat, they don't have to pay more, which sometimes they do.
Many lawsuits where they have gotten their money back because somebody had to buy a second seat.
Okay. Can I tell you what just made me laugh out loud on Twitter?
Yes.
We're going to end on something very happy that we've all done. We have all done it. Someone just wrote, "So I accidentally just told my boss I loved him while getting off the phone. If anyone needs me, I'll be walking directly into the ocean." We have all done it where you're so used to saying love you when you hang up the phone that when you're talking to someone that you don't normally talk to, it slips out, I love you, even though you don't mean to say it. And then there's that moment you're like, ooh, do I reel that back in? Which you can't reel back in. You've already said it. Do I acknowledge it? Which just draws attention to the fact that I just said it.
Well, we're like a little family. I say I love you to you guys all the time.
Love you, bye. I say that all the time to all my friends and to you guys. So, like, love you, bye.
For guys, for a long time, it wasn't okay to say...
I'm a prolific I love you-er.
Well, and I think I've become one. Like, if you're a very close guy friend to me, I don't even think twice anymore, you know, ending a phone call or we're saying goodbye to each other in person, just saying,
love you, man.
Be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why it was such a joke in that movie, I Love You, Man.
Love you, man.
Because guys didn't used to say that to each other. It was considered weird.
No, I think now, especially thank you, Ted Lasso, where we are telling men lean into those feelings. And I wanted all of my children to be comfortable saying I love you. And they're all I love yours.
Right.
But, you know, I think when it comes to like the barrier of the professionalism in the workplace.
Yeah.
If you accidentally let it slip with specifically your boss or, God, a subordinate.
That would be worse.
Oh, my God. But what do you say then? It's like when you're walking down the hall and someone's like, hey, how was your show today? And you go, you too. Like you just automatically reply something generic that does not match what they've said.
Because you've already got a preconceived notion in your mind what's going to come out of their mouth first.
All right, that's another one. Why do we always just automatically say, you too? Enjoy your meal, you too. They're not sitting down to eat.
Well, because, again, you already have a preconceived notion of what is going to be said, so you've pre-formulated your response.
Another one that I get all the time. Enjoy your workout. You too. Oh, sorry,
enjoy
man.
Your workout.
I don't know that I've ever said I love you to somebody I didn't mean to hear it.
Just getting off the phone?
I've
definitely done it. I mean, I can't
you
like
mean it when you say it to me?
Yeah.
Aww.
When I say, I love you, man. I'll see you at work. Yeah.
I think it's healthy. It's healthy to say it, except when it's your boss, and then it's just funny.
I've said I love you to some of my clients on accident from 6717. And somebody wants some Danon Park swag that says on the front, I'm with Sam. Hey, man.
That's good swag. If we had swag, which we don't, that would be a good idea to have.
Well, step you and I one, can head out and swag. Buy some more.
No, it's coming because our photographs are almost ready. I will tell you this, almost ready.
Okay.
And when they are ready to be unveiled, I would like a merch store. I think we're going to set up a merch store.
Good.
Yep.
And the company gets all the money?
There will be an unveiling of the merch and the merch store soon.
Okay.
We're just going to do it. I'm not even at, like, we're just going to do it, Scott.
Okay. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission?
One of
those things?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You know, your contract says they own your name.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Which one?
Well, there have been so many.
Does that make it void?
You're going to need a lawyer to figure that out. You'd like better be calling legal.
Hey, make sure to check out the Danon Parks podcast. Every hour is available whenever you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. And that's also where you can make a donation, if you would be so kind, to Coats for Kids 2024. The bonus hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, I think I just went through puberty there. Blah, blah. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2:00. Love you too, Dana. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.